Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, and with me as always is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
How are you?
I'm excellent. Welcome to New York City.
Yeah, I hope like jet lag podcasting is the best kind of podcasting because I'm very jet lagged. I was working on this story that I mentioned last week on the airplane. So an 8-hour flight from Barcelona. I slept for the last 20 minutes before we landed.
And we're not going to say yet where you're going to publish it because, you know, that's not official. But it's going to be published on a very, very mainstream website.
Probably. When it happens, it happens. But the point is I've been working very hard on this. I didn't sleep last week, as I mentioned on the podcast. But now, like, I'm going on no sleep again, and I'm stupidly doing this when I should have not.
And this article is also probably twice as long as the longest Bill Simmons article ever, at least, right?
Yeah, that's really a question for you.
It'll crash your server when you try and click the link, probably.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not posting on Medium.com. It would break the whole website.
Yeah.
And it would break the Ringer in the process, maybe.
Speaking of the Olympics, we mentioned this at the end of last week's podcast, but let's mention it at the top. The 32 fans, we are running an Olympics pool. Go to tinyurl.olympicspool. That's .com.
Who's we? I have nothing to do with this.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, now that you're a official Olympics published author, you have to be very careful to separate yourself.
No, I just don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, tinyurl.com/Olympics pool is the URL. Based on previous performance and predictions, etc., we have given a value between $0 and $100 to every single country that is participating in the 2016 Rio Games. And all you have to do is pick a 10-country team. So with a max cap of $100. So in other words, Team USA costs $100. So you can do USA and 9 countries that cost $0, or you can do 10 countries that cost 10, something like that. And you will combine the number of golds, silvers, and bronzes that you get, and whoever gets the most will win. So a very straightforward and fun way to have a rooting interest in the Olympics and care about sports other than like the 2 or 3 sports that most people actually care about. But in Akiva's upcoming article, we will find out all 306 events in the Olympics rated from best to worst for viewer entertainment. Is that correct?
Allegedly.
More or less. Yeah, allegedly. All right. So, once again, that's tinyurl.com/Olympics pool. We've already had a few people join, but the more, the merrier, and the bigger the pot will grow, of course. So that's tinyurl.com/Olympics pool. What else? Oh, Akiva, we also probably should ask for iTunes ratings at the top of the show rather than the bottom, right?
Yeah. You can ask for them whenever you want.
Yeah. How many people are listening at the end?
You don't have any podcasts you sort of shut off with halfway a lot of time? Like, okay, I get the point.
No.
You're a completist.
If you're listening to a podcast. I mean, do you turn a TV show off halfway through?
No, TV shows and podcasts are there. A lot of times it's like there'll be a guest and you sort of get the gist of the conversation. Like, there's never like a conversation on W2F where you realize like 40 minutes in, like, okay, they've hit all the key points. At this point, it's just going to be Mark Maron trying to steer the conversation back to himself.
Well, I'll skip forward, for example, in WTF to the conversation.
Well, everyone does that. That's part of yeah. The show. But he gets very offended if you bring.
Yeah, NPR Fresh Air used to have within iTunes like as different podcast episodes every single segment of their show, and now instead they do an hour long show for each day's show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't understand why they do it. It's so much worse. Because
it takes longer for the intern to upload the 12 podcasts. That's why.
But they used to do it with one, then they switched to the other way, which is better. Why would they switch back to the worst way?
Yeah,
they couldn't pay their intern. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so that's annoying. Like, basically, in general, podcasts that have different topics should really give in the episode description the time.
No, I don't like it. I hate that.
Really? Because I've done that for the last.
I think it limits the conversation. Well, for us, who cares? I think it limits the conversation. Like when Bill Simmons does it, like, oh, well, you know, they only talk about this for 4 minutes. So to me, that's like limiting. Or like, it doesn't look like they talk about that at all.
I'm not saying you orally say it. You don't put a limit on your conversation, just in the description.
No,
you say,
but
at the 37-minute mark, we discuss blank.
Yeah, but if I'm interested in them discussing X and I see, at the 31-minute mark, they talk about it. Then at the 33-minute mark, they talk about the Democratic National Convention. I know that it's a limited conversation. I want to be surprised. I don't want.
The other option is you don't know at all what they're talking about, right?
That's fine.
Okay, so you're just saying that you prefer not to read descriptions.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but why are you objecting? Why are you objecting to a description that you're not going to read anyways?
Well, because misery loves company.
I don't even know what that means, but.
Anyways, let's discuss. I think this is essentially a preview for the NFL preview. We want to discuss what we should do, because you have some terrible ideas, and I think every listener will be on my side.
I didn't know there were sides. Yeah, so I'm very excited. We've already lined up over 32 guests.
Are there expansion teams? Why do we have over 32 guests?
Well, we have multiple options for many teams. So, and last year we had multiple guests for the Jets, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it this way. If you are a podcast listener or a fan of an NFL team and you think that you should come on the podcast to discuss your team, let us know. Again, we do have guests for every team. DM us or email us and sell us on why you should be the one to come on our podcast instead of the guest that we already have planned for your team.
While we're talking about emailing us and DMing us, or you could meet us in person, right?
Sure.
I think what we're going to do this week, we're recording this on Tuesday night. I think what we're going to do this week is we're going to do a, since I'm in New York and Chester's in New York, we're going to do a live podcast taped from Alex Chester's house.
So as committed 32 fans in 32 days, as it was then known, listeners will remember, last September...
By the way, keep eating while you're talking. It's great. Yeah.
Last September, I flew halfway across the world to come to you, and then instead we podcasted from 3 miles away from each other, you know, digitally as we usually do, and we made a bet. I think it was...
We went to my neighbor. We went to Morty's house, the podcast.
Yeah, but when we made the bet between the Vikings and the Rams, I was sitting in my parents' bedroom in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we made a bet about who would have more wins from that point forward, the Vikings or the Rams, and obviously the Vikings won that bet very easily. And the terms of the bet would be that the loser would have to travel to the winner's house to record a podcast within the next 12 months. And you're a man of your word, even though you haven't yet finished season one of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and you haven't even watched In the Loop. But you are coming to my house on Thursday, 48 hours from now or less, to record a live podcast. But you're trying to bring people to protect you from me or something, because you're trying to recruit podcast listeners.
No, what happened was I figured I'd say, hey, can I just bring? Can we like have all the listeners come? That's my condition for coming.
Yeah,
and you would say, nah, you know what? It's Thursday night.
My living room could fit all our listeners. So
oh, look at this humble brag.
I think you totally missed that.
No, I got it. And so I won't say where you live on the podcast, but it's a super annoying place. It's not
I live on the Upper East Side.
Super annoying.
So annoying to get to.
I lived in Manhattan for 8 years. I was on the Upper East Side. Like that was like my kid's pediatrician. Maybe
I live within a mile of the potential future president of our country.
That's another brag. And I don't even know which one you're talking about, because they both have a place in the city. No.
No, Hillary lives in Chappaqua.
They don't have a place
Donald
in Manhattan.
On the Upper Side. He might. I don't know. They're off.
I guess the office is in Harlem.
Well, Hillary's headquarters are in Brooklyn. Bill's office is in Harlem. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Donald unlike them, not to like be together.
It's her campaign's headquarters are in Brooklyn. The campaign's headquarters cannot be in the same place as the Clinton Foundation.
Why? It's not a business. It's a non-for-profit.
Yeah, as it is, there's way too much of a conflict, and people have made allegations about her. They're two completely separate entities.
Okay. You think the other campaign is two separate entities?
Who, Trump and his business?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about how things normally are done, not how things are being done
by
Russia's candidate in 2016. Yeah, so anyway, so you're bringing... Can we say that, or should we not say that?
No, he hasn't committed.
Okay. Akiva's bringing a rap celebrity. Possibly.
Well, maybe. Who knows? We don't know who's coming. I think, but any listener who wants to come, hit us up, you know, on Wednesday if you're listening to this, or Thursday morning. Yeah. And unless you're like a super
flights
weirdo.
Flights to New York are selling out fast.
Even if you are a super weirdo, I think you're welcome to come.
Especially if you are. Well, yeah, I don't know how my wife will feel about this. While my children are sleeping in the next room.
I mean, who cares? She's, you know, she doesn't care.
All right. What they don't know can't hurt them, right?
I have no idea what that means. So let's go over the because we're really this is nothing right now. This is literally the definition of nothing.
So last year we had 32 podcasts in 32 days. We're not going to do that this year because that would be insane. But what we are going to do is we're going to have guests from all 32 teams, and we're going to preview every single team in the NFL. And yeah, and so the thought that we had was that we would have, instead of 32 episodes, we'd have 8 episodes.
Stop. Okay, this is where it gets incorrect. Your thought was that we'd have 8 episodes, one for each division.
Yep.
That's a bad idea.
Okay. Why is it a bad idea? Why is it a bad idea?
Because that means we already have two hosts or co-hosts. Are you the host and I'm the co-host? I don't know how it works.
Both co-hosts. Whatever. Yeah.
That's two of us. And then there's going to be four. And then... For certain teams, as you say, like the Jets, there's going to be 5 extra people. So
no, we're not having Av in here. We're only having Av this year.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Sorry, Harold. You got cut.
What? Hey, you can't cut Harold. I refuse. No, Harold's invited. What's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? And why, you know...
Actually, I should retract, because you and I basically were the same. Because
why are you... Yeah, we need the opposite opinion. Yeah, Av is much Harold, more like me.
Harold was super... Well, because I just thought it was funnier to hear Av shitting all over his team. But I guess we already have you
for dragging Harold for no reason?
Well, no, because Harold was too positive about the Jets.
Well, there's no way anyone can be positive this year. They literally don't have a quarterback on the team right now.
Did you see that great video they tweeted out? Or that great picture they tweeted out of Geno?
Yeah, on the sideline during the game.
He's on the sideline during the game. You can see on the screen in the background that the offense is on the field. Yeah. So. Yeah, great job.
Listen, he's a good leader. He's into the game.
Yeah. Okay. So basically your argument is that it's too many people on a podcast, right?
Too many cooks. Yeah, it's insane.
Too many cooks. All right, so here's my response. First of all, we're only speaking to each one about his or her team.
Okay. So the other time they do what? They just like hang out?
Well, it's not like we're asking a question that four people are going to try and answer at once. And anyways, no one would know if they did because I'm going to edit that all in post. But the other reason I think it's an advantage is because some of the bits or segments that I had planned. So should we talk about some of those and you can make fun of them?
Well, I'm not totally over this. I want people to write in or you know.
But hold on. But first they have to hear why we need everybody. Like,
no, no one's on your side. At this point, it's unanimous in my favor.
I haven't given my side yet. What do you mean no one's on my side?
Here's the deal.
I think once I present the segments, everyone will be on my side.
My idea is we both don't think we could. It's not possible to do 32. Like, you can't even imagine what we went through. And plus,
we went through. It was mostly me. I mean, you had to record them. That's true.
Yeah, like I was on
the editing of these takes dramatically longer.
Yes, although now more than then. Then you were much more lenient in your editing. Now you're OCD about it, and you cut everything for 5 hours. But my idea was just do 16 podcasts, two teams. I guess one.
Like the rivals for each team, I guess?
You could do rivals, but it doesn't always work. But I think divisional pairings.
Well, in each division, you have rivals, and then you have like the other two teams.
But it doesn't matter. When you have four, you have lots of teams that have no connection. You have six group, you know, six different set matchups of teams within a division. I think...
Wait, what? What was that?
You have six matchups of teams in a division. There's six possible matchups in any division.
What's your point?
So it doesn't matter if the two teams aren't natural rivals.
In each division, so there's sort of the natural two, and then there's the other two.
Who cares?
So the other two will be a boringer podcast.
No, it won't be. The boring will be six people talking at once. People are tuning in for gold that I'm spinning, and now that's going to be one out of every six people talking.
Yeah, nobody cares about your gold. Okay, so here's some of the segments that I had ideas that would work when we have somebody from every team in the division, okay? Mm-hmm. So one of the segments is best in the division, where each of the four guests votes on who is the best coach, best QB, best offense, best defense in the division.
How are they voting?
We say, who's the best coach in the division? Jets fan says so-and-so, Patriots fan says so-and-so, Dolphins fan says so-and-so, Bills fan says so-and-so.
Do they get to qualify why, or they just say the name?
I mean, it depends on the nature of the conversation. It's the same as, you know, any talk show.
Okay, so this will be fascinating for the AFC East. Guys, who's the best coach in the AFC East?
Okay.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay, obviously.
Who's the best tight end in the AFC East, guys?
Okay, obviously, not every single conversation, every single position is going to be interesting. But
well,
I think
I have a good
one.
Who's the best QB, like, if we're not including Brady, who's the best QB in the AFC East?
Jimmy that is Garoppolo? A great question, actually. I guess Tyrod Taylor, probably.
I'd go Garoppolo, Taylor, Tannehill.
Who has the best defense in the AFC East? It's a great question. Hmm. I think you can make an argument for, other than the Dolphins, for each of the other three.
Yeah, definitely I would make an argument for the Jets, but
all right. Well, I want to hear those arguments. So that's my one segment. Then the other one is where we did, you know, last year we had the predictions where each person predicted for his team win loss of each game.
Sure.
And
yeah,
Collectively, yeah, Stroke of Brilliance, everybody does that. And collectively, our fans were like 150 games over 500.
Yeah.
So this year, I thought the better way to do it is to ask the other three fans to predict game by game. So, for example, when we do our AFC East podcast.
And the actual fan of the team is just cuckolded it and just sits there and listens.
Exactly. It's amazing. So the Jets fan has to listen as we ask the other three Jets game. Week one, win, loss.
Are they allowed
week two,
to talk?
Win, loss. Who, the Jets fan?
Yeah.
Well, if they have you going 0-16, look, as a Vikings fan, if I hear those three idiots say that, you know, that the Lions would beat the Vikings, I'm sure I would explode in anger.
Sure.
But
tell
again,
your wife to pipe down in the background.
Yeah, pipe down in the background. Your commentary isn't wanted, like Kiva says. Didn't you watch the DNC tonight? Women belong in the White House, not on a football podcast.
how was Lena Dunham?
Well, I mean, she was fine, whatever.
Okay. You know, because I didn't even know, you know, I didn't watch. I was just gotten home, but like I didn't see any like vitriol to her on Twitter. So I didn't even realize she'd spoken until I like it caught my eye.
Well, I mean, well, she was very, very brief.
Okay.
She was like, you know, 30 seconds or something. Elizabeth Banks got more time for some reason. But yeah, so anyway, so I like the idea of the cuckold. I like the idea of a fan having to listen in frustration. You have to sit there and listen to the other three people bash your team. And this is especially if we have like some of these real homers from some of the really crappy teams.
Yeah.
And then in the earlier segment, when we ask them to talk about their team, they're going to say, oh, our offense has improved, our defense has improved, oh, we're going to be really good, we're going to be like 10-6 this year. And then to hear the more objective observation of their three division mates who collectively have them going like 5-11, I think that'll be entertaining to listen to.
Okay. We have different definitions of entertaining.
Okay, so I like the idea of the best in the division. I like the idea of the predictions being done by the other fans rather than the fan of the team.
Okay, that's fine. That one's fine. Yeah. We could still easily do that with two instead of four.
No, we can't, because then it's just one person predicting. We're asking a Packers fan to predict for the Bears and the Bears fan to predict for the Packers. It's not, I mean, you could, but it doesn't really make as much sense. And also there, it's much more of a trollish aspect if it's just one person, whereas if you have three, right? You can have one troll and still get, you know, a majority of two the other way. And then the other one, the roster game, which you invented last year, which was okay. I thought of a way to really kick it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
So the roster game, the way it was last year, is Akiva would just present names of random guys.
No, the person would pick a number, and that would correspond to a name, and then I'd ask them the name. And then phony fans like Alexander Chester were not aware of these guys being on their team.
I didn't know
and were exposed to be
snapper.
Huge frauds.
Exactly. So I thought that look, I'm competitive. I like to have winners and losers. My neighbor, the presidential candidate, I want to know if you're a loser. So the way I had it is this year, the roster game will actually be more of a formal game where we'll have actual winners and losers. So I thought the way it'd be is you'll have your names the same way, mm-hmm. and you'll say a name, and it's a player from any team in that division. So it might be, if we're doing the AFC East, it might be a guy in the Jets, it might be a guy in the Pats.
Right, but after a few rounds, you pretty much know if it's on your team or not.
I mean, after a few rounds.
Like, I'm doing eight names, so it's ostensibly it's two per team, right?
No. Why do you have to? When you gave multiple choice tests as a teacher at school, did you have an exact number of A's, B's, C's, and D's? I would hope not.
Okay, fine.
Well, you could do eight guys from one team. I mean, that would be pretty trolly. And so, yeah, and so the way
I'll
I thought we would do
Vikings,
it.
Vikings, and you'll never have heard of all of them. They'll be the offensive linemen, so you'll be justified in not knowing who they are.
It was a backup long snapper I didn't know last year.
What about Phil Loadholt? Well, let's talk about Phil Loadholt retiring.
They spent so much money on the offensive line this year,
mm-hmm.
and it was unclear whether... Look, this is a guy who missed all of last year. He also missed, I think, like the last five games of the 2014 season. So it's a little bit disappointing that he's retiring, but ultimately, they still have the most expensive offensive line in the NFL, so hopefully they will be able to fill him. And they have like eight guys in the offensive line who are decent to slightly above average starters. They have no stars, but they have a lot of solid guys, so not worried about that. But yeah, and so the way I thought we'd score it, and again, this could be modified slightly, but I thought if you get correct a player on another team, so Akiva, if you mention a guy in the Jets and the Pats guy buzzes in and knows that guy's in the Jets, then you get plus two.
Okay.
And then if it's a guy on your team, you only get plus one because, you know, you should be expected to know that. And then it's the reverse scoring for if you're wrong. So if you're wrong about a guy on another team, you only get minus one because, all right, it's not so bad. You didn't know a guy on another team.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a guy on your own team and you're wrong, then you get a minus two. And this way we'll see who actually the best fan is of all our fans.
So you buzz in and you say you're a Vikings fan and you say he's on the Bears and he's on the Vikings. You lose 2 points.
Down two for me right there.
And what are the stakes here? Are you giving out money?
No, it's pride. It's personal pride. And then another segment we had, which I think this was your idea, is rant time, which is we're going to give each guest an opportunity to just go on a rant about the thing they hate the most about their team, whether it's like
your
the
idea
worst
was
player.
My idea was just like ask them who the worst player or the biggest weakness of their team is.
All right.
You gave it like the super lame name, rant time, that I'm hearing now for the first time.
Well, like, you don't have to call it rant time.
Yeah, I think we're not calling it rant time.
No, but I like that idea because it might not be the worst player. Like, for example, if you're a Chargers fan, the thing that you hate most about your team is the fact that they might be moving at any time, that they've made no commitment to stay there, right? And your like heart is torn, right? If I'm a Vikings fan, the thing that I'm most angry about still is the fact that I'm forced to support a child abuser. He's ostensibly the best player on the team, but that's the thing that makes me angriest as a Vikings fan. I don't want to get on my high horse. I did that enough last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I do want to get on my high horse. Anyway, so Akiva, so you're proposing that instead we do 16 podcasts with two guests each.
Correct.
No more podcasts.
What did the peanut gallery just say there?
She said no more podcasts.
What is your wife, who's eagerly listening to every word we say in the background, think about strangers coming to your house on Thursday?
I told you her opinion of that already. You want me to ask on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Akiva wants to know, what is your opinion of strangers coming to our house on Thursday? These aren't strangers. These are listeners to your husband.
Yeah, life. Fans.
Fans. Your husband's fans.
Do you have fans?
I mean, people
would
listen.
Would anybody come?
We'll find out. It's possible it'll just be us. Will you mock us if it's just the two of us sitting there and like we tried to get people and no one showed up? What if we paid people to come because we couldn't find anyone and then like you figured it out that they weren't listeners? Yeah. Also, if you have an idea for what we should talk about Thursday night, so I think I want to do like a self-contained non-sports podcast. So if anybody has any fun ideas. Yeah. So hit us up with what you think about the ideas for the preview show. If you have any other segment ideas.
This is Alex coming to you in post. Unfortunately, my mic cut out halfway through our podcast. So we had a discussion where we ranked every NFL and NBA team's first-round draft picking skills, I should say, over the last 25 years. I will include links to those charts in the podcast description. And then we spoke for a while about Akiva's plan on Thursday to have a live podcast, and also that Akiva and I are going to go to dinner, and he is inviting listeners to join us for dinner. And then he proposed that anyone who travels from outside New York to come to this dinner, anyone who flies into this dinner, his or her dinner will be on the house. And then he specifically said, what if Johnny D. Silvera flies in from Vancouver? So, Johnny D. Silvera, if you fly in, your dinner will be paid for. Anyway, apologies for the technical glitches, but hopefully it will be back up and running on Thursday for our live recording.
I'll be part of the recording, not just watch. Yeah. You can come to dinner with us, too. You could do dinner and or the podcast, whatever you want. What if someone flies in? Do they get extra points? Will you pay for their plane ticket if they fly in? I'm not paying for their plane ticket. I don't have some Manhattan lawyer salary. I'm not paying for their plane ticket. But you will buy them dinner if they fly in. If like Johnny Silvera flies in from Vancouver just for this podcast, you'll pay for his dinner. And where should we go to dinner? Can we talk about that on the podcast? You're so classy. I hate you. Yeah, that's my new sign off. Yeah, that's pretty funny. You're so classy. Yes, bye.